بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ دعا در حقیقت ترک گناہ کا نام ہے. حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے ان ریئلٹی دا میننگ آف دعا اٹ از ابسٹینشن فرام سن, اسٹے اوے فرام سن, دیٹ از دا میننگ آف دعا. بس جو کوئی گناہ ترک کرتا ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ بغیر سوال کے اس کا مقصود پورا کرتا ہے. Whoever abandons sin, اللہ تعالیٰ will fulfill his needs without him making dua also. Dua should be made, dua should be sunnat. But if a person indulges in sin, it has become his practice, his habit to indulge in sin, then no matter how much verbally, how much dua he makes, Allah Ta'ala will not accept dua. We have a misunderstanding of the meaning of dua. People are under the impression that duas are not accepted if the desire is not fulfilled. The meaning of acceptance of dua is not fulfillment of the dua. Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of his pious servants. He accepts the dua. Yes, the dua of a reckless, flagrant sinner is not accepted. Allah don't accept his duas. But the duas in general are accepted. But it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the desire. That is subject to his wisdom. Have a look at the Anbiya. The Nabis all make dua. They would make many duas, much dua, but at times Allah Ta'ala did not fulfill the dua. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a lot of dua for the unity of the Ummah, but Allah Ta'ala informed him that the dua will not be fulfilled. Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua, and if he does not fulfill the dua, or the desire, then Allah Ta'ala substituted for something else, either in this dunya, but definitely in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala traces up. He knows best why he is not. He does not fulfill the dua. Like a parent, a child wants something, demands something, which is maybe unhealthy for the child, bad for the child. Child will cry, kick up a tantrum, but the parents refuse to give it to the child. The parent will give the child maybe something else. So in the same way, we don't understand the issue or the thing we're asking for. We do not know whether it's harmful for us in this dunya, in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala knows best, and Allah Ta'ala acts in our interest. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, for centuries, makes the tabligh and da'wat, and how much he made dua for his own family, for his sons. But after centuries of nasiyat, the son and dua, the son remained a kafir, and he was destroyed in the flood. And Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's wife also remained a kafir. So despite this great Nabi making dua, made dua for the iman of his family, but Allah accepted. Same for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made dua for his uncle, beloved uncle, Abu Talib. He did not accept dua. And Nabi, when he died with all iman, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was grieved, cried. So Nabi said, Allah Ta'ala, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat. O Muhammad, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. If you cannot give hidayat, guidance to those whom you love, Allah Ta'ala is telling our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Allah Ta'ala, he guides and gives hidayat to those with whom he was. And he knows best who are to be guided. So dua not being fulfilled does not mean our dua is not accepted. Allah Ta'ala substituted with something else. But the dua of a flagrant sinner is his du'as are not accepted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that du'a, in reality, it is to abstain, to, if you want your du'a to be accepted, you must abstain from sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, La yudraku ma indala illa bita'aku. Whatever is by Allah ta'ala, it is obtainable only with ta'as, with obedience. Person who is disobedient, is a flagrant sinner, Allah ta'ala does not grant his, does not accept his wishes. On the contrary, Allah ta'ala will punish him. Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbar, rahmatullahi alayhi, فرماتے تھے میں نے کسی کتاب الہی میں دیکھا ہے کہ اللہ عز و جل فرماتا ہے تم مجھ سے کس طرح دعا منبر حمدہ سے that I've seen in some heavenly کتاب maybe Torah, Injil that اللہ تعالیٰ says تم مجھ سے کس طرح دعا کر سکتے ہو جبکہ تمہارے دل تو اور طرف متوجہ ہے اسے ہاں اللہ تعالیٰ in the kitab it says اللہ تعالیٰ has revealed to the Nabi you have to tell the, inform the people that how can you make dua to me how can you supplicate to me and ask me for that when you ask but your heart is elsewhere you pleasing others you act to please others, not to please me, and then you make dua. How do you expect me now to accept your dua? Neez Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala ne Isa alayhi salatu wa salam ki taraf wahi bheji. Allah Ta'ala revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, said wahi, and going to inform Bani Israel, speaking, ke Bani Israel se ke hukho, mere kisi ghar mein paak kulub, khauf zara nufus, khashi aankh aur fawaish, سے پاک آزا کے بغیر داخل نہ ہو اللہ تعالیٰ revealed to نبی عیسیٰ علیہ السلام tell your people the Bani Israel that they must not enter into any of my houses in the masajid they must not enter into any of my masajid my houses except with hearts which are purified and with the nafs which are full of fear for Allah تعالیٰ and with eyes from which eyes downcast eyes full of humility and their limbs be pure from all sins from all evil then they must enter the masjid if they are so tell your people that only such people must enter the masjid who are purified the hearts are pure the limbs are pure the body is pure the mind is pure کیونکہ جو شخص گناہ سے لترا ہوا آتا ہے میں اس پر لعنت کرتا ہوں because اللہ تعالیٰ ہے وہ تمام who comes soiled and dirty to sin he wallows in sin and he comes to my house اللہ تعالیٰ I cast لعنت on him I curse that person اور ان کو بتلا دوں کہ تم میں سے کسی کی دعا قبول نہ کروں گا جب تک کہ اس کے ذمہ کسی کا حق ہو یا اس کے پیٹ میں حرام کا لقمہ ہو and oh, he said, inform your people also that I will never accept any person dua who has usurped anyone's right. Someone's hak is on him. He has usurped the right of someone. Now he makes dua. Where will Allah accept him, the dua? You have usurped, trampled on someone's hak. Or there is some haram morsel in your stomach. Allah Ta'ala, such a person, dua will not be accepted. Allah Ta'ala will not accept his dua. Everyone commits sins. That doesn't mean that no one must enter the masjid. All of us are sinners. He refers to person who are flagrantly indulging in sin. and they pre-plan their sins. They have no intention, they think of Toba. In fact, they do not even believe their actions are sinful. Such people, they are flagrant, they are fusaq, they are fujar. Such people, they have no, they come and they perform in the masjid. It's an empty ritual because you are born Muslim, they come and perform salat, but without understanding, what they are doing and where they are, and for who are they prostrating, putting their head on the ground. So with such people, their dua is not accepted. So for the acceptance of dua, essential the thing to abstain from sin, all to make tawbah, and to abstain from haram and mustabah, doubtful food. Then Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua, and in most cases, Allah Ta'ala fulfills our desires also, but there are certain such desires we are making, which Allah Ta'ala knows are harmful for us. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, once on his journey, he passed by a river, and he saw a number of children playing in the river, in the water, and in the nearby the water, in the water, one big fellow was also standing, but he was just standing, and other children were coming and pushing him around. So Nabi, and he was getting annoyed. And Nabi Sallallahu when he looked at this boy, he understood this boy is blind. That's why they come and they would push him and he would fall down and get up in the water. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, grant him vision so that he also can play with other children. So Allah Ta'ala, at the same time, Allah Ta'ala accepted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua and his vision was restored. The other children, meanwhile, didn't know this. You can now see. So as one child came to push him again, this big fellow grabbed hold of him. And he pushed his head out of the water and he drowned. The second child also came doing the same thing. Tried to push him. He grabbed him and he pushed his head under the water and he also died, drowned. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam saw this, he said, Ya Allah, take away his vision. And Allah Ta'ala took away the hand. Allah Ta'ala. And said, oh Isa, don't interfere with my taqdeer. I know what I am doing. I know who's... And a person, in whatever condition he is, Allah Ta'ala puts him to that condition. It's not... No, Allah Ta'ala says, this is a dunya, it's a material world, anima asbab, things happen via media. So Allah Ta'ala, if he wants to inflict or afflict us with some harm, Allah Ta'ala does it in this dunya via others. But our focus must be on Allah Ta'ala. It is Allah Ta'ala that thing, yes, is causing this harm to us or is granting us this goodness. So in all cases, if it's a misfortune, istighfar and tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah remove the calamity.
Decision given about the Babri Masjid in India.
The Babri Masjid?
They decided that the land where the Babri Masjid is, that is given to Hindus.
It took it a long time. They broke the Masjid and they took it. Now legally they mean it. The court is there
now. And now they're giving the double size of the land to Muslims.
Now they're using 5 acres of land.
But the Muslim personal board, they say we don't accept because we can't get any price of the masjid. Because this was masjid, we can't take the price of masjid.
Except, yeah.
But what must the Muslims do now?
Position of this is, is the masjid, comes to hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the masjid curses the people. When the people don't, in the neighborhood, they don't frequent the masjid 5 times a day, they more to their businesses and the sport and the playing and the masjid and the work and the businesses, dunya, fooling there, the masjid neglected. Then it comes in hadith, the masjid makes dua, bad-dua. Ya Allah, as they are, these people that destroyed me, ruined me, uproot them from me, and destroy me. Now, there's a Babri masjid, after the Kaaba Sharif, after Baitullah, it's the Masjid Al-Aqsa. After Baitullah, it's the position of Masjid Al-Aqsa. 7 times in the history of Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala gave it to the Kufar. And they soiled it, and they destroyed the masjid, and they broke it, and they set inside, and they excreted inside the masjid to punish a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala gave it to the Kufar. 7 times in the history of Masjid Al-Aqsa, the masjid was given that thing to the Kufar. It's because they think Muslims are, they treat people in the masjid like them. And now the Masjid Al-Aqsa, you can say, is practically in the hands of the Yahud.
Yeah.
Because the Muslims don't deserve control of the Masjid. We have seen it with our own eyes when we were there. You see the Arab people sitting around the Masjid and playing cards. As they're going, they're playing cards. It's only Juma time the Masjid gets full because of all the outlying villages people come. But thousands of people are living around there. Such a big Masjid is empty. And that's the position all over the world, in every Masjid, the same thing. So then what happens when we do not fulfill the hukuk of the Masjid, then Allah Ta'ala takes away the Masjid and brings other calamities upon us. So whatever is happening, calamities before Muslim, is because of our own deed. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَهُمْ بِمُسِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا قَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكَ وَيَعْفُونَ كَثِيرٌ. Allah, whatever calamity Allah says befalls you, it is because of what your own hands are doing, and much of it, abundance of your sins, we overlook it. But when the sins exceed all limits now, then Allah Ta'ala, imposes now calamities upon us. First, little difficulties. من أصحاب الأدنى دون أصحاب الأكبر. Allah Ta'ala. First, what we do on them, we give a taste of a little punishment. لَعَلَّمْ يَرْجِعُونَ For perhaps then they will come back. But then if they don't return, don't take lesson, then the bigger azab come. Utterly azab, why can't azab come? So this is what happens.
Muslims make sabr.
What else can you do? Whether you like it or not, you just have to make sabr. There's nothing. We're impotent. We're hopeless. My imagine India, how many hundreds of millions of Muslims in India? Hundreds of millions. Not million. Hundreds of millions of Muslims in India. But the thing is, so scared for the Hindu, they become village upon village in India. Murtad. Many masjids, they put idols in the masjids. Yeah, we have seen that where we also go around open maktab, I think. Yeah, Masjid, I think. For the Muslims themselves, I think, they brought these calamities upon themselves. And I think the only solution is Imam Mahdi. Nothing else will help now. Only Imam Mahdi. Nothing else will help.